The subsidy coverage is a 100% deal. Individuals who are eligible for this shouldn't have to pay anything during the April through September coverage period. It's the full cost of COBRA coverage, whether it's single or family coverage, and it also includes the administrative fee, which is generally 2%. It applies to all group health plan coverage, but not the health FSA, and it also applies whether it's federal COBRA or state continuation coverage. The state continuation coverage can vary from state to state, affecting different group health plans and also requiring different maximum coverage periods. For federal COBRA, the employer will pay the fully insured carrier. If employers are offering a self-insured or self-funded plan, there isn't really a premium to be paid, but you have to provide the coverage without charging eligible individuals a premium. IRS guidance clarified that if the employer had already promised to pay a portion of the COBRA cost, perhaps as part of a severance agreement or for employees subject to a furlough for a period of time, the employer cannot claim a credit for that portion of the premium. The credit is available only for the premium that would have been paid by the COBRA participant if the COBRA subsidy wasn't available. In either case, the employer can claim a payroll tax credit against the Medicare portion of the payroll taxes using Form 941. If the tax credit exceeds payroll taxes due, the employer has the option to apply for a refundable tax credit in advance using Form 7200. The recoverable portion is the premium and the small administrative fee. For a self-funded plan, employers will not receive a credit for any claims actually paid out by the plan. The credit only covers the premium that normally would have been charged to COBRA participants.